Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Clearly, I am not Joe Biden.
She's a Marxist.
The fight.
She's going to do this. She's going to do that. Why hasn't she done it?
Is on.
I think the choice is clear.
Every move is on the sky.
The 3-on-1.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Well, it's kind of hard to keep trying to make these, Mondays great again. If people keep trying to kill the president, or the former president, future president, possibly. My goodness, here we are, 6:08, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your top story, second Trump assassination attempt. Law enforcement responds. After the attempt, they have caught the alleged would-be shooter, Ryan Wesley Ruth, 58. He was hiding out on the golf course with a gun. I believe it's an AK-47-ish gun. And just hanging out, just bird watching, hanging in the bushes. You can't help but chuckle a little bit. It is crazy. And I guess we shouldn't be shocked or surprised, because the left has not let off at all about the kind of names and the things they call Donald Trump. You know, if you keep calling him, Hitler, and remember I had that story the other day, he's the Antichrist, and if you keep pushing that kind of rhetoric, there's going to be a segment of the population, albeit very small percentage, but how many people, does it take to that are unbalanced to begin with, and they hear this kind of information and they believe maybe they're doing something good? That's sick. This guy, Ryan Wesley Ruth, 58, arrested by cops in Florida after Secret Service agents saw a rifle poking out of the bushes. So Trump was one hole behind. This was Secret Service. They usually have, they'll have a team, a hole ahead, team a hole behind, and a team obviously with the president, and he's golfing. Now, that's wide open space. That's going to be tough to defend against. It's almost lucky in a way that Secret Service saw the muzzle of this gun sticking out.
Pretty amazing, huh?
And it comes just about exactly 2 months after the shot actually hit the president in Pennsylvania. That was July 13th. On Sunday, he was rushed to safety as Secret Service agents opened fire on a gunman brandishing an AK-47 nearby bushes. Trump was playing golf. The would-be assassin managed to get within 400 to 500 yards of Trump, attempted to flee the scene in an SUV, but was caught by officials and taken into custody. I what do you make?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to make of this? I mean, what we wonder, the kind of world that we're living in. Mm-hmm. And this guy was apparently quite an activist type guy, and he's not some young kid. He's 58 years old.
Right.
One of the other stories I have, there's conflicting details and reports pouring out of official and unofficial sources, but Trump's eldest son, Donald Jr., said on social media that an AK-47 was smuggled into the bushes on the golf course. I believe there was also a GoPro camera as well, right?
Yep.
I'm just trying to put all the information together. And separately from the incident, CNN is reporting that Trump's inner circle were informed by intelligence officials this week that foreign adversaries of the U.S. have been targeting them.
Hmm.
So there's the whole, Iran thing that they're out to get him as well.
Right.
Hmm. The UK Daily Mail interviewed the son of the would-be assassin, and he confirmed his dad does, in fact, hate Donald Trump. He said his father hates Trump, as every reasonable person does.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like Trump either, the son added. But he said his dad is not a violent person and couldn't believe his father would target the president. He's my dad. All he's had is a couple of traffic tickets, as far as I know. That's crazy. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Good word. Good word, boy.
Yeah.
Good choice of words.
I know my dad and love my dad, but that's nothing like him.
I thought he'd said at one point, I think he was talking to the Daily Mail, that, dad doesn't even have a gun. Well, you know, not anymore, maybe.
And maybe he didn't before. We don't know.
No,
we don't know what the whole... But apparently he was very pro-Ukraine, even traveling to Ukraine at some point. So we'll continue to follow it as we get more information. But, that's just a frightening thought.
Yeah.
If these kinds of attempts are going to be now a regular thing. And, of course, it begs the question of when are they going to up the resources and the amount of people that are supposed to be protecting him? I get it. He gets a certain amount of protection as a former president. He gets a certain amount of protection as being the leading candidate. But they're not. It's not like they're putting those two teams together. You know what I mean? It's not like, oh, you got double coverage. No. And they need to change that. It's obvious. And once an attempt is made, all bets are off. He's going to get double what the best coverage would normally call for.
Well, a little analyzation. What was the situation, if you remember, back when Obama was running? Because if I recall, he got a little more security, possibly because of racially motivated attempts that could happen. I believe that he got more security than just the average candidate. Trump should, if for no other reason... The fact that he has Donald Trump and probably carries a little more cachet than probably anybody who's ever run for president. Ever.
Yeah.
Wasn't the last time that we saw two attempts, now this would have been on a sitting president, would have been Gerald Ford.
Right.
That we are aware of. There's the ones we don't ever hear about. So.
Well, and we won't get into it now, but Greg and I just happened to both see the same movie over the weekend. Didn't communicate about it until this morning. And we both saw the Reagan movie.
Yes.
And that, of course, deals with the assassination attempt on him. That was maybe a little more serious than I think they first let on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we've got that. We've got a big local story. It's official now. GPD has a chief, and it is Nelson Moya. He was the interim. Now he's been made the top dog.
Seems like a good guy.
I don't know much about him, but... We've got connections in law enforcement. You're getting a thumbs up. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I always have. Yeah. From the time that he was here, they were kind of hoping, hey, let's keep this guy.
All right. It's Monday. We're still going to try to make it great. And don't forget, you can get the Bob Rose podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. You don't have to miss a minute. You won't miss a minute of the show.
No.
Yep. Just click subscribe. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.